Podtacular Update, Episode 33.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Hey, guys, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo 2 podcast. I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spellcheck.
And I'm Salmonator. Giggity, giggity.
Thanks for dropping by, Sam. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, thanks for dropping by.
No problem. It's cold up north, way up north.
Yeah, over there in
Canada.
It's snowing. Well, it did.
Man, I'm in sunny Florida down here, snowing. Man. It's nice.
I'm sure it is, yes.
Yep.
Little bugger.
Pretty much mixed in between here in Oklahoma.
How hot it's way back there is like how hot it might be the hottest weather we get down here all year.
Yeah, really, if it's right.
Yeah, it sucks. It's better down west, but whatever.
Well, this is the Podtacular Update Show, and this is where we talk about stuff going on with the Podtacular community, with the Xbox community, Halo community, I don't know, the underwater basket weaving community, and
not the Barbie
the
horse
secret community.
not that community. That community is you wanted go shoot yourself, Tacular. Sorry, that's
.com.
Suicide-tacular.
Different site. You missed when you clicked or when you typed.
Yeah, pretty good site. It's not finished, though, because people keep shooting themselves before they finish it. Anyway. Well, let's get started.
Today we're going to be, like, we record all our shows on the Sunday before these shows come out, so that's why when you send in tips on during the week, they don't get on. So, you know, last week, the 360 came out, and we didn't say anything about it because it really hadn't come out yet. But, you know, now the 360 has been out for a couple of days, and you know, there's a lot of madness within in stores, people robbing stores and getting 360s, and stores saying, that, oh, they're gonna cost more than advertised, and people cutting in line, and people just cheating people by selling.
Mind if I say a funny story?
Selling empty boxes.
Yeah, there's a funny story I heard down in the States. These guys, they're pretty mean. They found these Xbox 360 boxes, I believe, and they put them all in the back of the truck. So they drove by a big lineup, went all the way to the back of the parking lot, and said they were selling the 360s. So everyone went out of line, and they found they bought their 360, and it ended up being empty, so they got all their money back, but they lost their spot in line.
That sucks.
Oh.
That would suck.
Owned.
It's something American.
Dang Americans, man.
Yeah, you crazy son of a gun.
Well, like, just people were spending so much money on it. Like a 360 console is $399, PGR3 $50, Perfect Arc Zero $50, Full Auto $60, Wireless Controller $50, Battery Pack $12, Plug and Play thing $20, New Faceplate $20. It's like $661 plus tax. It's about $700. It's crazy.
Yeah, for me, because our currency difference is, I don't know, 15 cents now, but still big. It's for just premium, it cost me $532.
Man.
That's Canadian.
Yeah, and I didn't even buy a game. The games are like probably $70 with tax. And where I live, like what province I live, the tax is really low still, but I feel bad for those people that live in the other ones.
See, and then you got to go, if you want the full experience, you have to get a high-def TV. You have to get a Dolby 5.1 surround sound. And it's like, dude, next thing you know, that's $3,000, you know, with all this stuff. And it's like,
it racks up.
I mean,
I'm playing Halo 2
on
a black and white TV. That's not so much I really don't care.
I play it on a 13-inch TV. I prefer to play it on that. I bought one, even though I could play it on my bigger TV, but I can just put it right next to my computer. I can just sit in my computer chair and get right up next to it, and it's just as big as a freaking big screen, you know?
Have you guys realized how much sharper it is? Like, I don't even have an HD TV, and I realized, like, right away how sharper it was.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Those screenshots are like, woo. But,
you're like, whoa. I don't remember this object here.
Wow.
When I got my Xbox in Halo, like, in 2003, I played it on a 9-inch TV.
I think I had a 12-inch or 13 when I first had this crappy little thing. Now it's like 27.
I usually have 27-inch TV. It's nice.
Have you ever tried to play split screen on a like a 13-inch TV?
Dude.
We have four players on a 9-inch TV.
Four players with that.
You get like five pixels each.
Multiplayer with that.
We do System Link. We'd have four on each screen.
Yeah. It's like you're screen peeking. It's like it's hard not to.
You're like, I see some movement. It's like a bunch of little pixels going somewhere, and that's all I can tell.
It's like, oh no, wait, that was a rocket launcher bullet. My bad.
Like, we had two TVs. One was a 9-inch. One was a 36-inch. And you're like, my screen over here is as big as, like, just the whole screen of one was as big as another person's screen. So.
That's pretty funny.
It'd be funny to play that.
The larger screen was as big as a 9-inch. We're like, that's sad now.
It'd be funny to play that, like, on one of those old, like, under the, what do you call it? Like, under the counter kitchen TVs. They, like, go under the shelves and stuff. And the things are, like, what, like 6 inches? That'd be so crazy to split that up. Dang. Anyway.
Oh, we'll get off topic, but the 360s, you know, they're crashing, and people are like, what is this? And you can get the patches.
I heard CDs are melting.
Whoa.
Well, apparently, like, I don't know, I don't have this stuff right in front of me. Well, yeah, I do, never mind, I'm retarded. Apparently, while playing PGR3 in single-player mode, and this is happening to a lot of people, with default settings and everything, it'll crash before the end of the first lap. Mm. And, like, he's got a video of it and everything, this guy, from xbox-scene.com.
Yeah.
And
my 360's been freezing on camping.
Hmm.
It froze a couple times. Whenever it's just about to load, it has, like, this little split second where, I know, it's probably, like, a 1% chance to freeze or something, but it's done it, like, twice. I've heard lots of them have been crashing. They might have to recall.
Yeah, that would suck. I hear it has to do with faulty power supplies. Basically, it seems like there was power supplies manufactured by two different companies or two different entities or something like that. Because there's power supplies. There's actually like two different types. Like they have a slightly different color plastic and things like that. So apparently one of those is not functioning properly.
Well, the same thing was with the original Xbox. They had three different CD drives. One was made by Philips. One was made by something else. Like there's two other companies, and the one by the Thompson brand. Like it was like the really cheap ones to make, but those would like just crap out after a year, and mine did. And I had to send it in to Xbox, and they fixed it for like $100. But you know, it was still cheaper than getting my whole and getting a whole new Xbox or. But like I'm watching the video of this guy, he's just playing PGR and then like it just locks up on him entirely.
Well, hopefully they fix that stuff pretty soon.
It's like strange vertical lines just come across the screen, like they're like dotted lines just come on the screen and just freeze it. So I could post in the show notes if you guys want to see it, but it's pretty much intense.
Well, only time will tell for that.
You know, we also have the I know I'm kind of crowding someone else's space right here, but we have the new site coming, and we have forums on the new site, and I've been talking to Fulkin back and forth in those forums, and he actually gave me a video of Call of Duty, too. And a lot of people are saying, oh, Call of Duty wasn't good at all. It's like, oh, what? Call of Duty is Call of Duty. And so he actually
I heard that too.
Recorded himself playing through a training mission, and he sent that video over to me, and I was like, wow, why is everyone hating on Call of Duty? Like, it looks amazing. It looks fun. Like, look, he's having a good time. And it was just a training mission.
Yeah, I heard a lot about that. Like, I heard it was pretty much mixed reviews on it. Lots of people think it's sweet, etc. And I don't know. I'd have to play it before I, you know, give a full review over it.
Most people that have been hating on games are the hardcore PC gamers who have, like, $500 video cards and everything looks amazing. And then to take it down to a console makes them think that they're, like, oh, I can't look at that. It's so bad. Shut up.
Yeah, well, the thing is that it's more like the on the PC gamers, they got added functionality that's not available in the Xbox version. But if you don't know what you're missing, it's no big deal. But from what I understand, you could have up to 32 people in the PC version. But on the Xbox version, you can have up to, I don't know, 8 or 16 or something like that. But, you know, they kind of dumbed down the multiplayer from there, so.
There's also a really big change as far as the controller. The white and black buttons have been moved. So if you're playing Halo 2, you're going to see a difference, obviously. Am I right?
Yeah, you're going to be tapping those buttons, and you're going to be slapping yourself in the face because you just got triple teamed, and you're like, ah! I didn't have my grenade!
Yeah.
Oh, it's like, up here.
I can't. Where's the white button? Not there. And it's smaller. I played it at a Walmart, but they had it on. I'm like, and this evil lady came and turned it off because they said it interfered with the system or something. And
I heard that too. Interfering with the cashiers is like, you owe us $7,000.
I was like, P.S. You don't want people coming here and playing it for no reason. Because I would. So you know what I did? You know what I did? I left, went to my local Game Crazy, and played their 360. So I wouldn't that hurt. Because I went there to go play it. I wasn't going to buy anything. Well, that to find out how much a new Halo disc was, because mine is
so when is the next Halo 2 tourney?
Get your new disc.
December 10th?
It hurts.
Yeah,
sure is. This one's going to be a free-for-all tournament, so no need to get a team together.
That's good.
And getting set up by Johnny-san there. You can sign up on the forums on podtacular.com.
That guy has some really good ideas for that. I was impressed. Yeah.
Cool.
It looks fun, guys. I suggest you guys sign up. That's it'll be fun times. The old Podtacular, so.
This coming from the sniper extraordinaire.
Uh-huh. Not me now. Okay,
well, actually, to be in that tournament, you need to be in a Podtacular clan. And we are recruiting for Podtacular clans. And the thing with Podtacular clans is that they actually play clan matches, as opposed to some that don't. And also, of course, they can participate in the tournaments.
Ooh.
And if you want to invite to a Podtacular clan, just follow the link on podtacular.com on the right side, post your gamer tag, and get an invite. So just no cheaters, D-rankers, racists, or people below level 15 in objective games. Just be nice, you know? Can't people just be nice?
Oh, and I know we kind of just touched on this real quick, briefly, but the website is coming soon, very soon. We've been having troubles with Linux server transferring and domain name registering and DNS and Cherry Pie and
Flux capacitors,
Turkey Day and stuff like that.
So guys, you guys will like it. I found it by mistake somehow, and I really like them. It's boring at the moment only because you guys aren't in there, but when you guys are signing up, it's going to be active, I'll tell you that.
For real.
Yeah, we have all the I'm still working on getting all the show notes in there, so if you missed something, you can go check in there. Got stuff for the clans, got forums for the clans, we got links to you can have your own profile and you can easily submit news stuff, like you think, oh, this is something cool you guys should have, or submit tips, segments, you know, request clan invites, upload segments. It's real easy. The web resources, everything's online. You're gonna love it.
There's also some advanced stuff coming for the clan information there that's a little bit secret on that, but until we're getting help from the guys at halo2.junk.ws.
I don't even know about that. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
I'm looking forward to
big
that.
Big news, man. It's coming. It's not going to be available when the site launches, but it's going to be, you know, a little while after that. So once we get it, because he's hooking us up with some code, and we're kind of going back and forth on it. So stay tuned for that, man. Big shout out to those guys as well. Appreciate it.
We know we've promised a couple dates, and we really don't know when it's gonna be done.
My fault. I gotta work some stuff out with all the details. Yeah, I won't bore you guys with all the details.
Go, Daddy.
Hey, thanks to Captain Crunk though for all the hard work he's done, and you know, we definitely want to get the site live, both for how awesome it's gonna be for our community, and also, you know, because Captain Crunk has done a lot of work on this, and he deserves it, man. For
it's,
real.
Nice job there.
Yeah.
So, man, there's people that have been registering, and I have no clue how they're finding the site. It's like hidden. Like
it's 1.3 miles underground.
Actually, not really. It's kind of obvious, but it's just like right over your guys' heads. You're
it's
not
hidden in the
it.
Open.
Yeah. It's right under your nose. You guys wouldn't guess it, though. And I'm not going to dwell on it too long, because now we have web resources. This first one comes to us from Tom. I wonder if that's MySpace Tom. You know MySpace? That sucks. I hate Tom. Anyways.
Don't be hating.
No, like, if you guys use MySpace, there's this guy, the guy who created MySpace, and once you join MySpace, he's automatically your friend. And my mom told me, don't talk to strangers, okay? So I'm not going to be friends with some guy I never met. So screw you, Tom. Anyways, I don't think that's the same Tom.
You know, there's more than one Tom in the world.
It sounds kind of cool.
I think this was probably one of the other Toms.
Dude, that could be it. That must be it.
I mean, just a guess, but...
And that's probably it. But this Tom says, hey, check out our Halo 2 Machinima remake of Mad Max 2, The Road Warrior. And you can check that out over at madmaxmech.blogspot.com. Links in the show notes.
Yeah. Pretty cool to remake the entire Mad Max 2 movie there. Pretty ambitious. Well, we got another one from Lord Stemplar 1, who says the new Halo 2 World War 3 Clan Wars is up. And what this is it's similar, if you guys listened way back when we talked about Red versus Blue Wars, which was a similar deal where they take the game above and beyond the normal game within Halo 2, and they actually set up factions where they have coordinated matches based on how well your team does and everything. It's kind of like a ladder system, but it's more interesting. So it's basically a war of two factions of clans over dominance of the Halo 2 maps, and you can sign up your clan and choose which faction to join in the wars. His clan, the 508th Brigade, recently joined a week ago after he experienced their World War II wars, and they provide your own subforums and everything, so he suggests to check it out. You can do whatever you can to recruit. Most of them just run boot camps, give out authentic military ranks, and wage clan wars on a scheduled basis. Do some research, post in their forums, and enjoy. Pwn noobs forever. Pretty cool.
That's neat. That'd be fun to join too.
Totally.
All right.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I remember when I saw that Red vs. Blue Wars back in the day, I was like, man, this is such an awesome idea. I hope it, does well. But apparently I don't know if they're back up now. They went up and down. They had some problems, but in any case, this one's rocking.
All right. Yeah, and Sam, I think you had a story you wanted to tell us about Double Team?
Oh, Double Team. Okay, guys. I was playing a Double Team game with one of my friends who's been on my list pretty much the first day I got live, which was like a week after Halo 2 came out, because I love Halo. And I was playing Double Team, and I was feeling really cocky. It was the night I drank a whole bunch of pop. I was a little hyper. We were doing really good. We were just about to win. And so I was teabagging all the dead bodies during the whole game. And they were getting really angry about it. So when they finally killed me, it was about time, they were like, oh, come quick. Let's go teabag his body. So they went on top of me. I'm just watching them teabag my dead body. My friend just respawns on plasma grenades, okay? So this is on elongation, where the crates are. So they were behind the crate teabagging my dead body. So he chucks a plasma, sticks the dude in the head, and all you hear is the guy scream as he gets a double kill, and then game over pops up. Those guys quit the menu. They didn't even want to bother talking to us, because that's embarrassing. It was so funny. We laughed so hard at that. You just hear...
Those are awesome, those random sticks when you just...
Right on the head, too.
Stick somebody long range or something.
Oh,
sweet.
It was just priceless.
Wow.
I like to teabag dead bodies.
Ew.
It's fun. I always do it to, like, people I know. Like, I have this one guy I always play all these video games and computer games with, and I hang around with him every once in a while online. And we always try to kill each
other,
and we make a big deal. We stick our dead bodies right after we kill them and stuff like
that. All right, guys. Well, that's the show. Podtech, your update.
Yep, it's pretty sweet.
You guys, like, this is actually our second time recording, and, you guys should have heard the first one, totally dead air. But this one's a whole lot better. I hope you guys liked it.
Yeah.
No, don't blame Fumo. Blame the
man. Fault. It's my fault.
Blame the Max. Blame the Max.
It's my fault. It's my fault.
Yeah. Turned it around on you.
Suck.
Yeah, guys, that's the show. Coming up next show,
right.
It's going
like
to be PodTechier Tips, where we talk about Map of the Week Foundation. Go into lots of great tips for that. And also talk about noob tips. noob tics are
those
nasty.
Those tics are noobs.
But noob tips,
and
general tips, and our random tip of the week. So stay tuned for that.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Until then, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm Spelled Check.
I'm Salmonator. Giggity, giggity.
Keep on dragging frucks.
No. Frag... birds.
Keep on teabagging fragging trucks. Have fun with that one.
Yeah. All right, see you guys.
There's only one thing left to say.